This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. A weekly visitor here is film critic Marshall Fine, who's also critic in residence at the Picture House in Pelham, New York. Marshall, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. How about these movies? There's two big ones this week. The Kingsman Secret Service. What do you think?
Well, I like this movie, but I think that it's going to surprise people because if you watch the commercials, it looks like it's sort of a slapstick action romp. And in fact, it's quite a graphically violent action film. A lot of action, sort of like Hong Kong action film, but with a lot more sort of computer-generated blood and violence. It's a spy story based on a comic book from Great Britain about a secret service. The title tells it all. They're a spy agency that is not affiliated with any country. It's private. They're basically men of honor, sort of upholding the tradition of King Arthur, without having to consider political implications when they go after bad guys. The bad guy in this case is played by Samuel L. Jackson. The head spy is played by Colin Firth. He is chasing Jackson. Jackson's this billionaire who seemingly is out to end global warming, but in fact his plan involves, his idea is that the Earth is a living organism, the planet, and so the virus that's killing it is people, and so he wants to thin the herd, as it were, in order to save the planet, and it's up to the Secret Service to save him. As I said, the action is very fast, very graphic violence. I mean, one of the characters, one of the henchmen that Samuel L. Jackson has is a young French Algerian actress I'd not seen her before, named Sophia Boutella, and through the miracle of computers, they make it look like she has prosthetic legs like those blades that athletes use to run on, except she's also a martial artist, and so she uses these they're literally blades, and she's cutting people's arms off and things like that with their legs. Very spectacular action, but again, extremely graphic violence. So, not a movie for the kids, but if you enjoy sort of extreme action and want to see a movie that kind of puts a new spin on the spy thriller, this is the one.
Well, it doesn't sound like a Colin Firth kind of movie.
Well, it's really interesting to see him play this. I mean, I don't know if you remember, there's a film back in the 60s, back when Michael Caine was just starting out, called The Ipcress File, where he played a spy named Harry Palmer. And it was a big deal that he wore glasses. Here was a spy who is wearing glasses. Spies are supposed to be glamorous, like Sean Connery. And he was wearing glasses. And Firth is wearing glasses here, but there's a secret to those glasses. But in the meantime, yeah, he has that nerdy vibe, and yet he fights like Jackie Chan. So it's a really interesting sort of contrast, because he's the kind of, he'll be sitting there in his suit in a bar and be approached by a group of thugs, basically, and finally says, look, manners make the man, and then basically kicks all their butts. So, it's a lot of fun in its own way.
We're talking with film critic Marshall Fine. Well, another movie that is all about the title is 50 Shades of Grey, based on the popular book. Does this live up to expectation?
Well, that depends what your expectations were. I didn't have many expectations, and so I wasn't disappointed because it wasn't a very good movie. I didn't read the book. I know that my impression is the books are very popular with women. Given all of the attention paid to the idea of empowering women, it's fascinating to me that this best-selling book and what I imagine will be a best-selling movie is all about a woman who basically enslaves herself to a man sexually. So, I think someone totaled it up. There's out of 120 minutes of movie, there's about 11 minutes of sex. When my impression is, and again, I said I haven't read the book, my impression is that the book was went into that in a lot greater detail, or at least in greater length, and probably in greater detail, but compared to what you can get away with in an R-rated movie. So, Dakota Johnson, she's the daughter of Don Johnson and Melanie Griffith. I don't see her as particularly compelling screen presence or having much of a career beyond whether they make these sequels or not. And Jamie Dornan, who plays Mr. Gray, it's really this sort of thankless role for an actor because he's not a particularly expressive character. So, It's about whether you're into the sort of romantic vibe, or if you consider it a romantic vibe of that book, then I think you won't care whether the movie is good as long as it sort of lives up to your fantasies in the book.
Good or bad idea that they're releasing it right around Valentine's Day?
Oh, well, that's obvious marketing. You will see a lot of men at this movie who have been dragged there or are trying to make an impression on their female counterparts.
So, if I had to choose, I guess I'd go with the Kingsman over.
Oh, I had a ball at Kingsman. I know that it's not to everybody's taste because I said that, you know, it's a lot of action, a lot of blood, but it's you know, to me that was a lot of fun. I'm sure that there are people who will think that it is a romantic by Valentine's Day to take their partner to go see 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, but we can't get you to go back, right?
Not me. Once was enough.
Marshall Fine, thank you so much for your insights and your critiques, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
With Marshall Fine, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Recently, the makers of Nutella Hazelnut Spread reached a $3 million settlement. What was Nutella guilty of? A, erroneous nutrition labels? B, charging more than the advertised price? C, saying it's healthier than it actually is. The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
The answer is C. Nutella claimed it was healthier than it actually is. The company will change its ads and pay out a $4 per jar refund to class action members. And that's the final verdict.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People spend all day in bed or on the couch when they could be out in the fresh air, experiencing thrills and adventure. All it takes to get going is a commitment to having fun. Bikes, better than cars.
Cars suck, bikes rule.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. When was the last time you cleared your mind out at 70 miles an hour in a car? Why are bikes better than cars? I don't know. When was the last time you paid $100 for cage insurance? What do you need to fix a motorcycle compared to repairing a car? The sight of 200 horsepower cages disappearing in the rear views of a 60 horsepower motorcycle? Priceless.
Cars suck. Four wheels suck. Ride two wheels. Handlebars up.
American Biker Minute. Your passport to the open road.